We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 31st chapter, the first Pasuk. The Navi is speaking to the northern 10 tribes. Our period is the end of the first temple. And we have the northern empire, which consists of 10 tribes. And the southern empire, which consists of Yehuda and Binyamin, Judea and Benjamin. The capital of the southern tribes is Shomron, city named after a pagan god Shemer. And the southern tribes have their capital as Jerusalem. Now, the northern tribes were under the rule of the Assyrian Empire. And their king, the last king of the northern 10 tribes, Hoshea ben Elah, was paying taxes to the Assyrian Empire. And then he made a peace treaty with the Egyptians. And banking on that peace treaty, he rebelled against the Assyrians. He was sure the Assyrians could not take him down when he has the Egyptians on his side. And this brought about to the ultimate demise of Hoshea and his people, and probably the greatest Holocaust in Jewish history, with the exile of the northern 10 tribes. So the Navi is warning them in our chapter. And the Navi begins, Hoi hayoredim mitzrayim lezra. Woe to you who turn to Egypt for assistance. Neval susim yisha'enu. And you're relying on the horses that the Egyptians will supply you. That's what your confidence is, that you'll receive an ample supply of horses and you could take on the Assyrians. Vayiftechu al rechev kirav. You have confidence in the chariots because there's so many. And the horsemen, for they're so mighty. But you don't rely on the word of Hashem. You're relying on the chariots, you're relying on the horses, you're relying on the horsemen, but you're not relying on Hashem. And you don't seek Hashem's counsel. You're not asking Hashem what you should do here. You've decided that by having confidence in the Egyptians, you will be successful. Guess what, says the Navi? Hashem is wise. And he has brought the bad times upon you. And when he warns you in the Torah, in the end of the Torah, Hashem says, I'll bring you back to Egypt. It's a warning. It sounds like an old warning. Hashem says, I don't take you back. I told you, don't go back to the Egyptians. And you decided, let me go. Let me make a peace treaty with them. So Hashem says, okay, you'll go. I also warned you that if I have to destroy the temple, if I have to destroy your presence in the land of Israel, so then you'll find yourself going back to Egypt. Okay? Hashem says, Ve'et divarav lo esir. I haven't taken away what I've declared. My threat still stands, my promise still stands. V'kam al beit merim. Hashem says, I will ascend upon the house of evildoers, that's the northern 10 tribes, ve'al ezrat po'alei aven, and that assistance, the people who are giving them a false assistance, and that's the Egyptians who give them confidence that they could stand up to the Assyrians, but that's not true. Umitzrayim adam velo el. Mitzrayim is a mere mortal. They are not awesome. They are not powerful. Misusehim basal velo ruach. Their horses are flesh. They don't have spirit. I am the source of life, Hashem says. What is a horse? It's a pound of flesh. Vadonai yate yado. Hashem says, all I have to do is shift my hand a drop. You know, we live a life that's so delicate. Every day, our gallbladder emits just the right amount of gall. Our kidneys work just the amount that's necessary to purify the bloodstream. We have so many factors, we have so many hormones that are working just right. So many chemicals in the body, such a balance. And Hashem says, all I have to do is shift my hand a drop. You know, the smallest thing that shifts, we don't think about it. A person has an ingrown toenail. How many times did you think you needed your toe? How often do you bother thinking, what happens if I don't have a toe? Or what happens if my toenail grows a little bit off? Do we think about it? Ah, when you have a problem, then you think about it. We don't think about the liquids that run through our body. But if suddenly you have a cracked heel, if your foot dries out, then suddenly it makes a huge difference. A little bit, a tiny component in our life. How often do we think about it? So many things are happening every second. The amount of fluids in our eyeballs. You know, when a person has dry eyes, how hurtful it can be to keep their eyes open. We don't think about it. Little things. Hashem says, everything's running because I support it. All I have to do is shift my hand a drop. Yate yado. Hashem says, I'll shift my hand a drop. We know today that chromosome, right? Why is there downs? One chromosome. Things are, the link is a little bit out of whack. One little thing. Okay. Hashem says, all I have to do is shift. Your confidence is in the Egyptians. What are they? They're humans. Your confidence is in their horse. What are they? Flesh. Hashem says, oh, I support everything, and all I have to do is shift a drop. And then you'll see the one who's giving support will stumble. And then the one who's being supported will completely fall, right? It's like if you've ever helped someone that needs support to walk up the steps, and suddenly you realize you're losing it. We had a student here who was once helping an old lady into shul. She was in a wheelchair, and he was taking her wheelchair up. And he slipped. And he's such a tzaddik that he didn't let go of the wheelchair. And he broke both his wrists. He held on to the wheelchair so she shouldn't go flying. And he broke both his wrists, but he held on to the wheelchair. So chashal ozer, when the person who's giving support stumbles, v'nafal azur, then certainly the one who's being supported is going to fall. Kulam, and they'll be united in their ultimate annihilation. So the Navi is forewarning of the destruction that's imminent for the northern 10 tribes with the Egyptian Empire. They will both fall prey to the attack of the Assyrians. Ashur will take down Mitzrayim. Ashur will take down the northern 10 tribes. Kicho Amar Adonai Elai. The Navi says, this is what Hashem has told me. Kasher Yehege Ha'arye Ve'akefir Al Torpo. When a lion, Arye and Kfir are two names for a lion. One is an old lion, one is a young lion. When the lion sees prey, so he lets out a soft rumble. Yehege is that he lets out a soft purr as he's about to pounce on his prey. So just as the lion lets out a soft purr, yehege, hege is the sound that doves make when doves let out a soft purr. So the lion also lets out a soft purr when he's about to pounce on his prey. Asher yikarei alav milo ro'im. When the lions unite and they come together to attack, mikolam lo yechat. And when he hears the sound of his prey yelling, he doesn't get scared. Umehamonam lo yane. And even if a lion sees a bunch of zebras together, and he sees a bunch of animals that have flocked together in defense, that doesn't make him feel impoverished. He doesn't think, oh no, I can't handle this. Kein yered Adonai tzevaot litzbo al Zion ve'al givata. So too, Hashem says, I will descend with my armies, and I will attack from Mount Zion, from its hilltops. Hashem says, I will attack the northern 10 tribes. Now, over here, it seems that Har Tzion, there are two ways to interpret what's going on here. Either the Navi is talking about two stages. Stage one is the stage in which they take down the northern 10 tribes. And that's Pasuk Aleph through Gimel. And then Pasuk Daled shifts to the second stage of the Syrian military campaign, which was to attack Judea. And Hashem says, I am the lion, and I won't be scared just because the Syrian Empire has amassed such a huge army at the gates of Jerusalem. And then the idea is, Hashem says, I'm coming down on Mount Zion to protect my people, and it doesn't interest me that they have such a large army. Or else over here, it's talking about the continued attack against the northern 10 tribes. And Hashem says they will attack and nothing will stop them. And the term over here says... So then I'm not sure how we would interpret Hartzion according to that. If that's talking about the continued attack. Most commentaries go with the idea that that's the step two of the attack. Not everyone, but most commentaries learn that that's the second stage where Hashem defends the mountain of Zion against the Assyrian attack. Yeah. Okay. Let's move forward. Kitziporim afot, just like birds fly, kein yagein Adonai Tzevaot al Yerushalayim. Just like when the birds unite in flight, and basically they're supporting one another and they're helping one another, so too Hashem says, I will come down, I will swoop down, and I will hover over Jerusalem to protect it. Ganon vehitzil pasoach veimlit. I will protect it. I will hover over it. And I will ensure that Jerusalem is spared. A great destruction came to Israel. Think about it. Most of Israel was destroyed. Most of the tribes were destroyed. Most of the people were destroyed. And here you have a small little enclave in the south that escapes miraculously. Shuvu lasher hemiku sarah b'nei Yisrael. Return, says Hashem, to he who you have gone such great lengths to avoid. Hemiku sarah, you've gone to such great depths to veer away from Hashem. Hashem says, come back. I know you've gone great depths. I know you've gone very far to go away from me, but I want you to come back. Ki bayom ha'o, because on that day, it's going to be so obvious that you were saved miraculously. There'll be no natural explanation for the escape of Jerusalem. And then Yim Asun Zehavo. People will be disgusted with their idols made of silver and gold. Asher Asulachem Yedechem Chet. You made it with your own hands, this sin, this idol. V'nafal ashur b'cherev lo ish. And the Assyrian Empire will fall at the hands of a sword that is not human, right? The angel came through the camp and people just started dropping like flies. The story we hear is as miraculous as the story of Pesach. The army standing at the gates of Jerusalem, and one night there's a plague and everyone drops dead. The whole army standing out there, germ warfare. But which germ? The Jews didn't have a problem. The Syrian Empire outside the gates. They're all dropping like flies. Hashem says it won't be a human sword. The sword that is not wielded by a human will consume the Assyrians. And he will run from the sword. And even his brave warriors, his young men, will be weakened, will be taxed to the point where they will wither away. Okay, so we're going to pick up here where Hashem describes how the Syrian Empire will lead the campaign successfully against Egypt and the northern 10 tribes, and when they come down to Jerusalem, they will suddenly find themselves stopped miraculously. They can't continue, and their army starts falling, and they run. They're running because they see someone's fighting them, and it's not a human sword, so they just run.